want to talk about getting motivation from others, because you want to be this whole self-energizing thing. I know we always want to find these reasons for doing things within ourselves, but it is not a bad thing to reach out to other people and to look for some motivation from there. Sometimes it's within you. Sometimes it's externally. Maybe somebody else is doing something. You're like, oh, I would like to go along for that. Like a while back, I had some friends doing a color run. Me, I'm not a runner. And it was like a 5K.
Ooh.
They were like, well, we're going to do this and it's going to be great. I was like, fine, I'll do this. I'll be part of this group. I wouldn't have made myself do it at all. You can take motivation from others. You can talk to your friends. You can find a mentor. You can read a book. You can do anything that you think is going to guide you in the direction that you want to get to. It might spark some kind of motivation for you. It's not always easy to find it just within yourself. Like, I need this. Where's my want to today? Sometimes it's hard to find it within yourself. Find an accountability partner. You and I were doing that for each other for a little while. I got to be honest, I haven't been texting you lately to see if you've been doing your push-ups, and I'll tell you why in just a second. And set specific deadlines for tasks and goals. Let's see, you want to be able to do 10 push-ups by the end of the week, or you want to be able to say that you've worked on a chapter of a book that you wanted to read, and you keep setting it aside. You're like, oh, I really want to read that. Say, I want to read this by the end of the week. And maybe you're one of those people that only gets motivated when you're coming down to the wire. If that's the type of thing that helps you, go ahead and set a deadline for yourself. And I'll tell you, the person I have been checking in is my best friend. You and I were talking just a second ago about the person you give a hard time to.
Yeah.
Now, we've had a sit-up goal with each other, and it's through pure competition that I've been able to do this. Let me tell you, we've decided it was a competition. We were going to do 100 sit-ups a day, which you can space out. Like, I'm doing like 10 at a time and just killing myself doing this. I would not do this to myself. To be honest, I can't do 100 sit-ups, but something in me, the competitiveness, kicks in, and I've been able to do this the last few days that we're doing it, and I'm just dying. But it's my accountability person.
Yeah.
Reach out to somebody that you know is going to motivate you. I hope you have that person in your life. If not, find a book, find anything that is going to motivate you. Set a deadline for yourself and do something that you want to do. I know you can do that for yourself today. If you need somebody to annoy you into doing it, find that person as well, because they're out there.
Is that why you're walking around funny? You sore?
Oh gosh, I'm gonna. Dude, I'm dying. I can't sit up like I was laying on the couch yesterday.
Just explains it.
No, I was kind laying of on the couch yesterday. It came time for me to sit up again. I was like, oh no, I kind of had to roll off the couch.
Yeah.
But again, this isn't something I could do on my own. My idea was like, I was like, let's do 20 sit-ups a day. This jerk of a person that I'm friends with was like 100. I was like, fine. So I'm sitting there and my kids know that I'm doing this. I'm just like, they're like, okay, you have to do this to win, right? I'm like, yes, I have to do this to win.
I gotta do it.
Whatever it is that motivates you, figure that thing out. Something that will give you just that little get-go that you need to get going. And let's do something.
Let's do it.
All right.